back to it now in the conversation. Eric Bollinger here is a cause of action attorney focused on administrative law executive oversight. The controversial Chevron decision may be upended by the Supreme Court with the upcoming Loper-Bright versus Raimondo case. The future of fishermen in the hands of the court, for sure. Eric, good to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate coming on.
Give the folks the thumbnail understanding of the Chevron and what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you about my clients real quickly first and sort of present in the context of that. My clients are small business fishermen out of Cape May, New Jersey. Some of them are third-generation fishermen, and they fish herring. And there's a law that says when you're a fisherman that you can have an observer that reports to the government, ride your boat, watch you fish, and report on what you're doing. And that might seem offensive, but the statute does say that they can do that. Well, the government ran out of money to pay for these observers and turned to the fishermen and said, you know what?
Now you have to pay for it. Yeah, now you're required to pay for it. That's just a tax to pay somebody else's salary when most of these fishermen are running a very narrow margin to begin with. Oh, yeah, you have to pay this other person, too. Anyhow, go on.
Yeah, I mean, is this small? Anyone that runs a small business knows margins are narrow, right?
That's right.
People hear commercial fishermen, they think, oh, it's some giant boat out. No, these are small business fishermen, family-owned, generation to generation. And these monitors can cost the fishermen, according to this regulation, $710 a day. It might reduce 20% of what the captain's bringing back. And, of course, anyone that's gone fishing or hunting knows just because you go out doesn't mean you catch anything. But regardless, you still have to pay for these observers. And so we sued on behalf of the fishermen and said, hey, listen, nothing in the law says that you can charge them for this. We all know that agencies and the executive branch, enforcement is a creature of statute, and Congress has to give you the authority to do this, and it never did. Well, in steps the Chevron Doctrine. Chevron Doctrine is named after a case from the 1980s that said, if the law is ambiguous or maybe even silent on something, we're just going to defer to what the government thinks the law says. And you'll be shocked to hear, I'm sure, that in such cases, the government almost always wins. So instead of engaging
with
the text
So the government of the law, always goes, the government goes to consolidate more power to the government. Weird.
Yeah, every time. And it's like a thumb on the scale, right? We're supposed to get a fair shake when you're in the courts. But when Chevron steps in, it's like the government has a very heavy thumb on the scale and small businesses are left to fight back.
What's weird about it to me, Eric, is that the Congress has ceded power over and over again to these bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats. Thank God the Supreme Court showed its tendency by ruling in favor of the state of West Virginia last term over the EPA. So that gives me hope that this Chevron doctrine could finally be dispatched to the dustbin of history where it belongs. But go on.
Yeah, that's what we're asking the court to do. You know, we're saying to the court, Chevron is not in the statute. It's not something the courts have to do. It's not something that's mandated.
It's not legal.
Be doing.
Yeah, it's not legal. You see, you can't have an EPA that shows up with an armed agent with a badge and a gun and tells you how it's going to be on the waters of the USA, and yet they do that. It's not for the IRS to show up with a man with a badge and a gun to tell you, oh, you're late on your taxes, but they do that. These agencies have become power sources up unto themselves, have they not?
Yes, they have. I mean, the size of the administrative state has metastasized over the years. And we've only seen an increase in the last 10 years more and more. And you mentioned West Virginia v. EPA. That was a great case that reined in some of the power of the administrative state. And to us, overturning Chevron, which is what we're asking the court to do, would be the next step in that. Instead of agencies just auto-winning when they get into court, they actually have to prove that, hey, Congress actually gave us this authority. It's actually written in the statute. It's something that we're able to do. Where on the flip side, you often find yourself saying, the agency argues that Congress didn't say we couldn't do it, right? So I guess we're able to do it, and the courts say, I guess you're right. We'll defer to your interpretation of the statute. But we think that's absolutely wrong. And in this case here, there's nothing in the statute that says they can charge the fishermen for these monitors. And in fact, what's most offensive is that there are other parts of the statute that talk about other fisheries that say, well, in these very limited fisheries, like the foreign fishery, you actually can bill the fishermen for the monitors, but it's very limited and it's only a certain percent. And the government says, well, ignore that. I know Congress knows how to tell us when we can bill for monitors and not, and I know they didn't say it here, but, you know, we'll just imply the authority under a necessary and appropriate clause so it extends to our entire agency. We've seen that in case after case that's in the headlines recently, and small businesses are often lost in the mix. You hear about states or corporations, but every time a bureaucrat promulgates a regulation in Washington, oftentimes there's a small business family sitting around the dinner table saying, how can we deal with this? How can we go on? How can we bear this cost?
Well, exactly. I mean, if you look at farmers facing the fact that their mud puddles are regulated, or you're looking at fishermen right. that are forced to pay for $710 a day for somebody that they don't hire and don't want, that's not up to them. You can't force somebody to pay the government agent to be – you're hiring a police officer to look, you know, under the hood. I'm sorry, but no, absolutely not. But if you don't, they'll impound your boat. That's the kind of power we've given to these agencies, the EPA or whoever the hell's in charge of it. They show up with a man with a gun, and they take your boat. That's what's wrong with all of it. It's outrageous, Eric. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and if you and Steve, if you can, you know, come to Cape May, New Jersey, and you meet with these fishermen, you realize these are salt of the earth guys. These
of course
are people
they are.
That have worked on. Yeah, I mean, this is sometimes the government likes to paint this picture of, oh, it's big business and it's this and that. This is a generational business. One of my clients, and if you go to causeofaction.org, you can see interviews with some of our fisherman clients, talks about how he hopes his daughter someday is able to take over the family business and take over the boat. But he's worried because the government regulation year after year gets heavier.
Well, they're shutting down the lobster men in Maine. I mean, lobster fishing is going to be illegal in Maine before, you know, the sun sets too many more times. Eric, I got to leave it there. Causeofaction.org. You can find out more. Causeofaction.org. Eric Bolander. Greatly appreciate you being here. We got about 10 seconds. When will this case be announced, finished?
The Supreme Court will consider whether to grant it on March 24th, and we'll hope that we get a grant and that we go to the merits.
All right. Sir, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the time.
Greatly appreciate it. We'll take a break and be right back on the Steve Griffiths Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.